Now, from a company that makes up fantastic stories to a Nevada couple that tried to. Yesterday, a San Jose judge sentenced Anna Ayala and her husband, Jaime Plasencia, for planting a human finger in a bowl of Wendy's chili last year. NPR's Luke Burbank has been following this story from its first gruesome minutes. Here's his report.
After 10 months and more late-night TV jokes than really any of us deserve to endure, the saga involving a bowl of Wendy's chili and the human finger that ended up there has finally come to an end. Yesterday afternoon, a county superior court judge in San Jose sentenced Anna Ayala and her husband, Jaime Plasencia, to 9 years in prison for perpetrating the scam that grossed out a nation.
It's been a long ordeal for all of us at Wendy's. It's something that no one should have to go through.
Bob Bertini is a Wendy's spokesman. In court yesterday, the company urged the judge to throw the book at the couple. Wendy says the scam cost it millions of dollars in lost revenue, which meant, legally speaking, this wasn't just a prank, but attempted grand theft. The couple also pleaded guilty to conspiracy to file a false insurance claim. Along with the jail time, they're also on the hook for $170,000 in restitution for workers' lost wages. The judge tacked on $21 million additional dollars that the couple owes the company, but Wendy's agreed not to collect it if the two agree not to try and profit off the debacle.
It's something that has been a very trying experience for everyone, particularly for our restaurant employees who worked in the restaurant where this occurred.
Including poor Hector Pineda, the cook who made the batch of chili in question. In testimony yesterday, the veteran Wendy's employee, who had nothing to do with the scam, said he felt so bad for the fear of what people would think of him. Anna Ayala, the person who was responsible, apologized tearfully, calling the scheme a moment of poor judgment. But it was really more like a series of moments. First, the moment when her husband brought home a coworker's severed finger. Then, when she decided to slip it into a bowl of chili. And lastly, when she decided to show up on ABC's Good Morning America and lie about the whole thing.
You know, just knowing that there was a human remain in my mouth, you know, something in my mouth. It's disgusting. It's tearing me apart inside. It's nasty.
Forensic tests later showed that Ayala never actually bit into the finger. Back then, though, on ABC, her lawyer Jeffrey Janoff was steadfast.
This is obviously not a hoax. This is very, very real, and it's very, very real to my client.
But of course, it was a hoax. The classic boy meets girl, they fall in love, boy brings home severed finger from construction job, girl puts finger in Wendy's chili, boy and girl get serious prison time. Anna Ayala has reportedly become a minor celebrity in prison. She's even been signing some autographs. Ironically, the scam that she pulled in a restaurant means for the next 9 years she'll be eating prison food, which will likely include lots of chili. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by John Buckley. The director is Shireen Marisol Meraji.
The production staff includes Steve Prophet, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Neil Carruth, Sky Rode, Stephen Hoffman, Jacob Conrad, Crystal Smith, Megan Larson, and Molly Peterson.
The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers.
The technical director is Carlos Asensio with engineer Sean Corey Campbell.
The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith.
The executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.